following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online. Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm a foolish card owner.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now, here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Grossman in the gun. Low snap, picks it up. Ware's coming. Flushed him out. Being chased from behind. Fumble the football. Fumble the ball. Cowboys got it. Spencer ran him down from behind and made the big defensive play. And Rex Grossman then fumbled the football. Romo in the victory formation takes a knee. 10 years since the Cowboys won a game without scoring a touchdown. And they did it against Washington then. And they did it against Washington tonight.
Tony Romo's a god dang hero, John!
I don't want to hear it, that big homo. I don't want to hear it. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I read a couple of things today that I thought were goofy. Number one, if you are an agent and you represent any center in the NFL or any center that happens to be sitting around playing video games right now, aren't you on the phone with Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones!
Jerry Jones! Yes.
What's up with your center there, boy? How come he's snapping the ball whenever the hell he wants?
Yeah!
Yeah, I want to know, too.
Well, apparently, the
you,
Redskins.
Oh, I know what happened. Whoa! You guys were cheating.
Yeah. Well, you're cheating. What do you know? Hey, take note, Patriots fans. The first thing out of my mouth was, "Yeah, we were cheating." That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. I can't remember his name for some reason. Bowen. Bowen knows how to mimic. Not only does he know how to mimic their snap count, but he knows how to mimic Romo's voice. So he was down there in the line of scrimmage doing Romo's voice. How you do? Shazam, hut one. Hut two.
Oh, he doesn't sound like that.
Shazam. I can see the guy turn around now. What, you didn't say hike? What was that?
Actually, Bailey's a goddamn hero.
Dan Bailey's a hero. You know what? Our special team coach is an idiot. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, now, see there? Look at that.
What?
You guys fumbled a field goal snap. Botched
That's
it.
Right.
It didn't fumble it, but it wobbled around and it didn't get it ready and it got blocked.
Right.
Okay. How long are you going to, how long do we get to talk about that? You know, because all I ever hear about is Tony, all I ever hear about is Tony Romo's botched field goal snap.
Oh, dude, check it out, man. We have now had three catastrophic special teams mistakes in successive 3 weeks. We missed a field goal in week one. We had a field goal blocked in week two. We had a field goal blocked in week three. I'm sorry, but this goddamn guy down here chomping on the gum on the sidelines has no idea what he's doing.
That's
all he ever say. I just say that. No, that's not an excuse for the game. But the fact of the matter is, if our special teams knows how to do the most simple things like a snap hold, we got the points enough to win the football game.
Well, that's John, and he's saying we because he's a Redskins fan. I'm Tom, and I'm a Cowboys fan, if you had not noticed yet. And this is the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 184.
That's right, and I say we. And if you're one of those people that are going to get on me for saying you're not a part of the football team, turn off your damn computer right now, you idiot.
Right.
You don't belong on this show.
Right. Right.
Moron.
It's we.
Right.
That's right.
I'm creating straw men to get angry with, Tom.
It's a family.
That's right. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour family, and we have a very famous new member, from what I understand.
Let me give a shout out to Mike Greenberg from Mike and Mike in the Morning.
Oh, no kidding! Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't.
Yes, Mike. We know you're listening. That's all right, man. You don't have to tell anybody about it, but I just, hey, what's up?
That's cool. Hey, dude, what your Jets, man? What the hell? Your Jets can't stop their run.
Well, you know what? Nobody seems to be able to stop that run because that Raiders offensive line is nasty. But we'll get into that in a little bit. First, I do want to say, I like what your Redskins have done. I like what Shanahan's doing, except for Grossman. You can call him the Dragon. You should have heard John on the phone with me last night before kickoff. The Dragon is unleashed. Rex
he's
Grossman,
gotta be,
baby.
You gotta believe.
And I'm just laughing. I'm just sitting there laughing.
dude, you got to believe. I'm looking at our roster, and I got Rex Grossman as my starting quarterback. What am I supposed to do?
I know. You know? I know. I know.
Those people in Chicago taught me well. I got to do what Rex does. Fuck it, baby. We're going deep.
Well, the thing is you might get to see the other guy before the season's over.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. People are like, they're going to say that Grossman didn't have a very good game. And, you know, the interception he threw was horrible. I don't know what in the hell he was thinking there. But all in all, I see things out of him that you didn't see back in the old days of, you know, catastrophe Rex. When he gets in trouble, for the most part, he throws the ball away now instead of trying to force it in. He just got caught from behind. He should have protected that ball. I don't know why he didn't.
Well, and there it is. That's the thing. He didn't protect the ball. You know,
that's not the game.
I went through it week one with Romo, you know. And, I asked you, how long do we get to talk about the field goal bobble? Because that's all I ever hear about with Romo. And I swear to you, John, that Romo gets criticized so much currently for any little thing that happens. And I still say it all goes back to that botched field goal in Seattle. If that had never happened, I don't think he'd receive the same criticism he gets.
Well, you know what? The quarterbacks are judged on wins and losses,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, that's they get all. Too much credit and people, when they win, and not enough, and they get too much blame when they lose.
Right, and everybody remembers the big mistake. You know, unless you close the deal and win the Super Bowl, the mistake is all anybody's ever going to talk about. But the fact of the matter is, we can talk about the Redskins and their inability to do the simple things on special teams. I hate our special teams coach. I volunteer at every moment that I can. I call Dan Snyder at 4 in the morning trying to get through his security to offer to drive that gum-chomping moron to the damn bus station myself. I want him gone. Everybody keeps telling me, oh, you know what? Well, Shanahan likes him. He must know something. And Mike Holmgren wanted him, and Andy Reid wanted him. Oh, yeah? Well, we should have sent him. Let those people up there figure out why their special teams loses games for him.
Well, I will congratulate you. We played each other in my fantasy league that you joined this year. I needed 77 yards from Witten to beat you, and I got 60. So you beat me like the equivalent, 1.7 points, basically.
1.7 points. Hey, man, you know what? My first win of the year, my first win in the league, it couldn't have come against the nicer guy, I must say.
Well, and it was only by 1.7 points, and neither of us had a very high-scoring week by comparison to the rest of the league, but just like the Cowboys would tell you, a win is a win.
A win is a win is a win.
And I'm sure the Redskins. I'm sure the Redskins would have been happy to win that game with 6 field goals.
Absolutely. This week the Redskins get Gus Johnson, dude. Gus Johnson gets his first game with Fox, and it's our game.
Really?
So that should be fun.
Who are you?
We go play the Rams.
Who are you playing?
Now that OJ. What's that?
Who are you playing?
The Rams.
The Rams. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they suck. I don't care what anybody says about what they were, you know, starting to do last year. They stink. I keep seeing their games. They give up too many points. Bradford looks like sophomore slump. He doesn't look good. His receivers are all beat up. His running backs are beat up. And O.J. Atagwe is now a Redskin. So no more miracles. No more miracles. Right. No more. That guy's caused two miracles on us in the last 2 years and beat us.
Well, Dallas plays a team that doesn't suck Sunday, and that would be the 3-0 Detroit Lions.
Ooh, and they're coming to your place, aren't they?
Yep.
Man, they are nasty.
All right, anyway, so it was a very, very close game. It was a defensive war. Your defense is just friggin' nasty. I will give you that. LaRon Landry, definitely a much better player than he was 2 years ago. And unfortunately, we're going to have to go play that game again in your house later this year. So you will have a chance.
Did I just say, ooh, the Detroit Lions? Ooh, they're nasty.
Yeah, you got a mean streak in them, too.
The Lions. I just got all a shiver thinking the Lions had to go play you guys. I'm thinking, good, man, that'll knock you guys down pretty quick. Detroit Lions have turned it on.
Yeah, right?
But you know, we knew they had all the weapons, and we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Boy, to see them doing it, man.
I've said it for 2 years that the best wide receiver in the NFL is in Detroit, and I said last year I had predicted they were going to go 8-8, but I didn't, you know, you can't predict injuries, and so that's why I prefaced it this year by saying if Stafford plays 16 games, they'll make the playoffs. But I talked about that, the evolution of that offense last year, and there it is. There it is right in front of you.
Well, yeah, last year their offense looked a lot like monkeys, and now they're starting to walk erect, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and it started out on fire until Stafford went down and Javid Best ended up with turf toe on both feet, you know.
Well, would you say Calvin Johnson is the preeminent weapon in the NFL?
I said he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. There's nobody I would rather have, and the reason is he's always open. And when I say he's always open, I don't care if there's two guys right next to him. He's always open because he can out-jump everybody on the field.
Right, he's always open because you can't cover him.
Right, exactly. Dude, I don't care if you got triple coverage on him. He's open.
He's huge. And when you see these touchdown passes where he just flies up the sidelines and they just throw it, doesn't matter who the hell's anywhere near him, just put it anywhere close to him.
Exactly.
He just goes up and gets it. The hands just swallow that ball up, man.
And he catches everything. He doesn't drop balls. You know,
well,
and then when he catches the ball, he's going to shove you 10 yards before you bring him down. And did you see this guy blocking?
Yeah.
Have you seen him block for the running back?
Yeah.
I saw him take two DBs, one on each hand, and drive both of them into the ground at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were masturbating over there to your wide receiver that you know you've got on all your fantasy teams.
There's a reason for that, John.
Look how he's muscling those guys.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, John. Jesus, he's so big. Oh, just throw it up to him. I know he is. He's the preeminent weapon in the NFL. I tell you what, man. I'd say guys that get to carry around the qualified badass card this week are definitely him. And Darren McFadden carries around the badass card.
Yeah, and that Raiders offensive line as well. Nasty.
McFadden. Best running back in the NFL right now. I ain't afraid to say.
I still think it's Adrian Peterson. I just think Peterson, no matter what the circumstances, no matter who the defense is, no matter how bad his team's doing, he's performing.
Yeah. I mean, you can't deny that, but I think you can say the same thing for Darren McFadden as well, man. And Michael Bush as well. Their whole offense is just kicking ass every time that running game gets
going.
Right,
but I think that goes back to the offensive line. That's why I said that offensive line is huge, and it's nasty, man. I mean, they got a mean streak. They just will punch you in the mouth.
So the size of the offensive line really has something to do with whether or not the running back's actually that talented?
Well, he has to have incredible vision. And he has to be able to hit the hole. He has to be able to follow his blocks. And he has to be a complete running back. And then, I mean, he has to have the ability to pick up the blitz. And he also has to be able to catch passes, you know, like 50 per year.
Right.
He has to win an MVP and three rings and a Super Bowl MVP.
See, there are people, everybody, Tom knew I was coming after Emmitt Smith there. So, yeah, he caught me on the endeavor.
You know what? That debate is so old. I mean, it's like a script in my head that just automatically turns on when you bring up the debate.
I know. Believe me, I'm never going to disrespect Emmitt Smith as a running back. No way. I think he's ahead of Barry Sanders on that argument. But, it's hard for me not to look at Darren McFadden and think he's a bad dude, man. I mean, I know he is. And Adrian Peterson, what are the Vikings doing? He's not leading them anywhere. And are the quarterbacks that much different? Are McNabb and Campbell that much different? Is their offensive line that big, that much different?
I think the offensive line is that much better in Oakland.
I think the fact of the matter is that up in Minnesota, y'all got a rag-arm, dead-ass quarterback that everybody thought that our coach was crazy for getting rid of because they knew he made a mistake. And, well, I'm glad that he did. There you go. Wrapped it up.
All right, coming up, Michael Vick cries like a little bitch. But that's okay because Captain Save-A-Ho comes to his rescue.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Prime Time, the single fairy. A great Greek god has died. And Jerry Jones will join us, email all that and more coming up. Let's first take a look at the standings in the Gridiron Challenge. You said you fell off the first page?
I think I did. I think I fell down to like number 70 or so.
Oh, I climbed a couple spots, but I'm still just at the top of the second page at 54.
You know what I did this week? Like an idiot. I took Darren McFadden out, and I put Mike Tolbert in. I thought, okay, let me see if I can outsmart myself here. Let me see if I can go ahead and get this guy who's leading the league in receptions against the worst defense in the league right now. And boy, oh boy, did I screw that all up.
Well, remember last week when Broth had the team name me and my Johnsons, and I said, I use Thomas Johnson on the Pigskin Pick'em, get your own damn team name.
Right, right.
Well, Broth's team name is now Broth's own damn team name.
Hey, that was my team name. Broth, what the hell's the matter with you? I think we should name Broth's team.
Well, double B. Something on the brain. I guess I got something on the brain. Double B is Double B 910. That's his entry name. That's his actual name. He guess he was too lazy to come up with a team name. But, you know, dude, you're in first place. I think you should come up with something good. Anyway, he's in first. followed by Jerry's big fancy Controcity.
It's nothing more but a big fancy large Controcity. Don't forget
that. Right.
Don't forget how that it's large as well, John.
Right. Sid Luckman in third, Gork Confused in fourth place.
Gork dead.
Gork dead.
Gone.
Gork gone?
Gork out.
What?
Gork
no more gone. Gork? Gork cannot die.
Gork gone. Gork one trick joke. Gork should have died long time ago. Gork embarrassed Pang every time Gork have to be done. I am so much better than that.
All of a sudden, Gork's alive and well.
You bastards. Gork tried to get out, and they dragged Gork back in.
And in fifth place, the Pastopits.
Oh, put stop it!
Very nice. Very nice. Now there's somebody who was hoping they were going to get your wife to say their team name. In sixth place is Suck on My Big Fat Titties.
Oh, see, you're not gonna get that. You're not gonna get that. Oh man. Although I do like his name, it's Romeo Crennel fan, so that's a pretty disgusting right. image.
But she will say
nappy headed hoes.
Right.
Yep, there you go.
All right, and the pigskin pick'em. Jish Freeman Mongfests. Jish.
Jish Freeman Mongfest?
Well, and then Freeman is spelled Free M N A.
Dude, we got a lot of fans in Central Europe, man. Who the hell knows?
I guess. I don't know. They're in second place is Blanda and the Snake, one behind Jish Freeman Mongfests. That's Toffee Bolox. You got to explain that one to us.
It's Toffee Bolox?
Yeah.
Crazy, man. He's crazy. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
He did that when he was loaded one night. I guarantee you.
Jish Freeman Mongfest. Well, what is Mongfest supposed to mean?
Probably the party he just came from.
Yeah, I guess
from.
So.
Christ, gotta take a shower.
Christ's Chin is in third place. Got 12 Christ's right this chin? Week. Nice job. In fourth place, the Mitten Men return, John.
Christ's Chin. I still haven't got over there. It's Christ Chin? Because I knew. I think my wife has a cousin named Christ Chin.
Christ. And then we got a tie there for fifth with Darth Diva Lover. And Boyetti Opalencia.
Oh, yeah, Boyetti Opalencia. Opalencia. Yeah, okay. Hey, man, you know what? Last week I forgot, man. We were talking about Pacquiao fighting with Mayweather, or not fighting Mayweather.
Yeah.
His daughter did a video on YouTube, and I can't remember her name, and I couldn't even tell you how to spell Boyetti Opalencia. But if you give it your best shot on YouTube, you can see his daughter telling Pacquiao, or telling Mayweather he's a pussy. Pretty cool, man. She's like two, you know, so. So there you go. Stop writing me emails.
All right. So, Diva Lover. What's up, man? Another shout
Our buddy
out there.
Chad.
Gotta give him one.
This is a shout out.
Right.
Yeah. Hey everybody, you know you can go get your new t-shirts over there at his website, right?
His website?
He's got a new website. It's DivaLover159.com. Oh, he's a member of our Facebook page, Tom.
Yes, yes.
He's joined on.
But hold on. Because we need to talk, Mr. Lover.
This is a shout out. Is a shout out to the Knox City Greyhounds.
Yeah.
The most dominant physical force in our district today. In high school football today. In Texas football. Today.
Well, let me tell you something, Diva Lover. They are the most dominant, physical, 1-4 football team in Texas, if that's the case.
They are terrible. They is awful. They get devastated, annihilated, discombobulated, and assassinated.
We all the way.
That's right. Jonathan Vilmot with a fumble.
Austin Velmont.
Right. Austin Velmont lost to Crowell, 47-36.
Jeez.
Lost to Ira, 72-48.
Ira? They lost to a guy that was... They lost to a guy with a bad mustache and a Speedo on the beach. Ira.
They lost to Newcastle, 60-30.
Wow.
And they
That's
lost.
That's terrible. Newcastle. Isn't Newcastle a girls' school?
And they, not in Texas, John. And,
I think it is.
They don't even let women vote down there. What are you talking about?
They got to educate them, though, Tom. Somebody's got to bake the biscuits.
And they lost to Spur 54-8. So they gave up 47, Spur. 72, 60, and 54. Now, they did win one game, and, man, they shut them out. They beat Rule 47-0. All right.
Rule.
Yes, but Rule is 0-4, and they've been crushed by everybody they played. So it's not really that big a deal.
Beating Rule. Hang on a minute. Let me do a quick little bit of math here. You know, it looks to me like the Knox City Greyhounds are giving up, on average, a whole shitload of points.
My God.
Don't they play defense down there, Chad? Come on, Diva Lover. What's up with that? Don't they play defense down there?
Ryan Lidsma, it's time to win. We're sick of it.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you are.
All I can say is I hope he doesn't give a shout out to the Washington Redskins. Dude's poison. Please don't give us a shout out, all right? Don't give us a shout out. You did real well for the Knox City Greyhounds there, buddy.
This is a shout out. Washington Redskins.
Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
He did it.
You know what? He's got these t-shirts over on his website now at divalover159.com. By the way, over there you can catch up with the Greyhound schedule. Schedule, C-H-E-D-U-A-L, right there on the front page in big, bold, yellow letters. You can catch up with him right there. So, they're going to play at Gorilla Stadium against Crowell on the 27th. My God, Gorilla Stadium down in Texas? Really? They got a Gorilla Stadium?
How about that?
That's amazing. It's probably a gorilla enclosure in some zoo or something.
It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
Is that right? That's Gorilla Stadium.
Gorilla Stadium. Gorilla Stadium. Anyway, he's selling these t-shirts now with his Annihilate and Assassinate saying on it with this big hand like it's a SmackDown hand or something. And I'm thinking, dude, don't you understand why people would buy your shirt? Put your tooth on it. Don't put a hand on it like you're a badass. Put your face on it. They'll buy the hell out of it.
We are going to dominate, annihilate, assassinate every team we face.
1-4.
Yeah. So far, you've annihilated Rule, who I believe also got annihilated by a couple of gophers on the way over to play at Gorilla Stadium.
All right. Enough. We got to get to Michael Vick, because this is going to end up being a real long show if we don't. Michael Vick. All right. So the Eagles lose again. They're 1-2. Sorry, that just kind of came out.
The dream team, Tom. The dream team. You know, I wonder if they ever went to bed and dreamed about being 1-2.
Right.
Division loss.
This is what Michael Vick had to say before the game when talking about whether or not the Giants hoped Michael Vick didn't play in the game.
They want me out the game because they don't want me to be in the game. I mean, you know, having to deal with me for 60 minutes, I mean, I understand the magnitude of that. I've improved a lot in picking up the blitz, seeing the blitz, knowing where to go, you know, with the blitz outlet. So we know New York's MO. We know what they like to do, and I watched them on film plenty of times. I watched all the games from last year. I watched the last two games, watched them in the preseason. So I know what they like to do. So, you know, it's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to Sunday.
Isn't that interesting, John? He's watched them film. He knows all their blitz packages. He knows exactly what to do in case of all of them. They don't want him on the field dealing with him for 60 minutes.
You know, I got to tell you, Tom, I'm having a hard time feeling any pity for these Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I mean, all right, so everybody knows what
happened. Right.
And everybody knows Michael Vick's whining.
Just an unfortunate situation. After such a great play, I felt like I got hit late. No flag. Broke my hand. That's pretty much been the story for the last 3 weeks. And, I mean, obviously at some point, you know, something catastrophic is going to happen, and I broke my hand. Not to blame the refs or say it was their fault. It's just one of those unfortunate situations. I mean, you all see it. There's no reason for me to go into a big dissertation about why I'm not getting the calls. The refs, they got to do their job as well. I even mentioned it in training camp to the refs when we had our little meeting. So, you know, just for precaution.
Oh.
It's them damn Texas refs, Tom. Who it is, I'm telling you, man. McNabb was onto something. It's them damn Texas refs.
It is a Texas piece of shit ref with his fucking Texas accent that fucking was fucking them all game.
Oh, is that what it was?
That fucking Texas dog lover ref.
Yep,
that's what it is. You know what he said right in the beginning, though, Tom? It's an unfortunate situation. And he's right. It is an unfortunate situation that the Eagles' offensive line blows freaking chunks.
Right.
You want to know why you're getting hit, dummy? It ain't because the refs are letting you get hit. It's because those big five idiots up in front of you are letting you get hit.
I'm on the ground constantly, all the time. Every time I throw the ball in all my highlights and just watching film in general, every time I throw the ball, I'm on the ground, getting hit in the head. And, you know, I don't know why I don't get the 15-yard flags like everybody else do. But, hey, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just making everybody aware of it. And hopefully somebody will take notice.
But you are complaining about it.
I know why he doesn't get the calls, Tom. It's not everybody knows why Michael Vick doesn't get the calls, and it's not hard to figure out.
Because he's Jewish?
No, he's black, and that's all there is to it. Black people can't play quarterback. They're not smart enough. The referees figure if he got hit in the head, it's not going to hurt anything, so they don't throw a flag.
Oh, is that what it was?
Boy, I can hear the emails starting up right now.
People who don't know it's a joke. That's okay.
What
that's
are you talking okay. about? That's exactly right. why. It's because he's black.
All right. Now, here's the thing, though. I played you the clip from before the game. He never right. mentioned anything about not getting the calls in the first two games, which he says happens every play. It's been happening for three weeks. I'm getting hit on the ground every time I throw. Well, guess you know what? That's just about every friggin' quarterback in the league I watch every week is on the ground after every other pass because they're getting hit. Quarterback gets hit more than anybody. Always has.
But he said what the problem is, Tom. He said that this was in all his highlights. You look at all my highlights. I'm on the ground. I'm not supposed to be on the ground on my highlights. I'm supposed to be in the end zone. These are bad highlights. They keep sending me this stuff from NFL films, and I don't think it's right. What you keep sending me this for? I threw a touchdown pass. Why are you showing me on the ground? Look at me. I'm on the ground again. Yeah, you can hear John Facenda. And on that cold, hard ground lay Michael Vick again.
But he's not complaining.
No, he's not complaining. He's just making us aware, Tom. He's spreading awareness of referees cheating.
Every time I throw the ball, I'm on the ground. I'm not going to complain about it. You know, I don't know why I don't get the 15-yard flags like everybody else do. I'm not going to complain about it. I felt like I got hit late. There's no flag. I'm not going to complain about it. I broke my hand. Not to blame the refs who said it was their fault. It's just one of those unfortunate situations. I'm not going to complain about it. You all see it. There's no reason for me to go into a big dissertation about why I'm not getting the calls. I'm not going to complain about it. The refs, they got to do their job as well. I even mentioned it in training camp to the refs when we had our little meeting, so I'm not going to complain about it.
But he's not going to complain about it.
I ain't going to bring it up. He's just spreading awareness, Tom. He's going to form an action committee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now he says he won't say anything else about it.
I shouldn't have approached it in that fashion. And you know, because of the truth of the matter is, you know, we can't control the situation. The refs have to do that job, and they have tons of things to look over. So I think I was kind of out of character. And, you know, being
he's out of character.
You know, in that aspect. But, you know, I ultimately I respect the referees and their decision to make calls, and that's the way to be. And you won't hear me complaining about it no more.
Well, Michael Vick, you need to get into character and electrocute a dog or break a dog's neck or something. Get back into character.
Yeah, you know. It's way out of my character to be doing anything shady or saying anything that might be controversial. That's very uncharacteristic.
What the hell's he talking about? You know, I swear, sometimes these guys, they just open their mouths and the shit comes out and it don't mean, you just go, wait, what?
Look, I know that the referee's got a big job and he's got to do lots of stuff and all, except for that one that stands behind me. He's supposed to do nothing but watch me. No, you know.
Hey, I tell you
blaming
what,
him.
I tell you what, we must have had the same crew in Dallas Monday night because Jesus,
that was
dude.
A bad
I mean,
game.
Let's just tackle DeMarcus Ware. We can't stop him. I'll just wrap him up by the ankles, bring him down, and nobody's two refs standing right there, and not one of them saw it. What is that?
I don't know what the problem was. Trent Williams reached out with his wrist and blocked his. Blocked him by the wrist. He blocked him by the ankles.
Okay.
he blocked Ware by the ankles. What are you talking about? I tell you what, though, man. I will. Since we're back on that, I will give Trent Williams props in the fact that they didn't get any pressure with Ware until they moved him on the absolute other side of the line of scrimmage, and then he was creating havoc.
Well, it was Trent. It was him that ankle tackled him.
Yeah, it was. That was the one time he got past Williams.
I told you on the phone, he looked great.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought they did a good job in chipping too, man. There was a lot of help that he got from Cooley. They lined Cooley up in the backfield a lot, and now we're back on the Redskins.
I know all the listeners are going, "Oh Jesus!" Now they're back to Dallas and Washington. That's all these guys.
Our
care
buddy,
about.
Showstalker Matt Wells is like, "God, they're going to talk. They're going to talk good about the Raiders. I can't wait. It's been years since John called him a dark horse. God, talk good about the Raiders."
All right. Anyway, let's get to Captain Save-A-Ho. I told you Captain Save-A-Ho was going to take care of Michael Vick.
And, here I come to be saved a day.
So last night on Monday Night Countdown, they're talking about this very subject and the calls and stuff. And Chris Berman's going to ask Tom Jackson about it.
Obviously, a topic for discussion is Vic again. A question. I'm moving forward week to week. Tommy, your reaction on all the comments we heard last night and today.
Here's my reaction, Boom. This is Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
You're under
arrest. Defensive player must not use his helmet against a passer who is in a defenseless posture. For example, lowering the head and making forcible contact with the top, crown, or forehead hairline parts of the helmet against any part of the passer's body. Video.
Video. Video. Roll the tape.
Video.
Roll
there it is.
Video.
Now, that is not my opinion. That's the rule in the NFL rule book.
Captain Video.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
You are under arrest.
That's right. You have the right to shut the hell up.
Look, we have the evidence.
Video.
Video. Show me the evidence. Let's go to the videotape.
Ah, shit.
Your Honor, under the NFL rulebook, Article 13, Section 9, Paragraph 3B, Line 14, itinerary italicized.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
Right.
Line B. Look at the appendix, you stupid idiot, except for Michael Vick. There's a little number 9 next to it. Go down to the bottom of the page and look it up. Oh, there it is. Well, so he's got his action committee there, Tom. He's just put it out there. He's formed an exploratory committee, and he's got Tom Jackson on board. Video. I don't think the refs do that for any other reason than he's Michael Vick, and people don't like what he did. I think that might play into it a little bit.
Yeah, could the ref could be a dog lover?
Maybe. Right? I think that sometimes, I mean, refs are human beings, and I think that sometimes they might turn their head. But you know what? Every single player, or not player, excuse me, every single fan, of every single team, jumps up every single Sunday and goes, "Where's the flag?
I know.
Where's the flag?"
Constantly.
All right.
All the time.
Right. And, you know, I'm not complaining about the refs, Tom. I'm just, you know, trying to raise awareness.
I bet Al Sharpton, what do you think should happen to the ref?
He ought to be fired.
He ought to be fired, yeah.
He ought to be taken right out and taken against the wall and shot.
We don't like that.
Oh, he thinks.
Absolutely not. Look at him. He wears a white hat. What's we supposed to think? We ain't going to get no fair shake from no man in a white hat. We never did.
Al Sharpton's out there to get him, boy.
I saw that referee hanging around with Don Imus. I ain't making it up.
You know, he's on MSNBC now.
Yeah.
In other words, MSNBC just decided to go, you know what, credibility, fuck it. We don't need it. The hell with it. Just screw it. So Michael Vick's a crying, whining bitch. Big deal. The Eagles are 1-2. Mr. Dream Team, the guy that coined the phrase, hasn't played yet. This Kafka guy. Kafka. This dude Kafka. He's probably the only black person in the world named Kafka, isn't he? Is he like a black Russian?
He's black?
I think he is.
Is he?
I think... Listen to you. He's black? No, God dang. Get out of here.
Something must be done.
Here, let me look him up here. Before we sound like... We do. We sound like the Clem and Lukey races they are here. But I'm just interested in names, you know. I always look at where people got their names. And, you know, I've never heard of a black man from Russia before. Any black Yugoslavians or anything named Kafka. I would hope he's white. I mean, with a name like Kafka, you know, that's like... What's that commercial with Sven Fortinson or something?
The white guy's going to beat you.
No, and Michael Irvin.
Oh, he's going to beat you?
Yeah.
Michael Vick, he's going to let somebody else do it.
All right, well, you look that up. I'm going to play a clip of Keyshawn talking about it.
You said it right there. And again, we're not talking about Vic outside the pocket running around. This is something Michael's been talking about for the last couple of years. He said 3 weeks, but even last year he mentioned and he brought up in the Dallas Cowboys game, he was getting knocked out of bounds, passing, you know, he's out of bounds, he's 5 yards out of bounds, and the excuse was, well, we thought he was going to cut back in. There's no way you can cut back in, way out of bounds. If you're a referee, call it fair for everybody. If you're the referee and you're standing back there, you're standing there for one reason only now. You're not the ump. You're the ref with the white hat, eyeing the quarterback, CeCe, paying attention. And Michael Vick, he needs to say nothing more. We're here several hours, a week, day, many shows. We'll fight the battle for him.
Oh, that's right.
We're here for you. Oh. By the way, Mike Kafka is indeed a Caucasian.
So that's Captain Save-A-Ho there.
Yeah, really. I just looked him up. Kafka is a Caucasian, so everybody can put down their pitchforks. He's got a crooked head, though. He looks like Gumby. We are here for several hours a week, Tom, and we will make sure that we get the message across. Stop making Michael Vick a pariah. Don't leave him out to dry to get hung up on somebody's helmet. Article 13, Section B. Subsection 9, paragraph 14C. States.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
There you go.
Yeah. What's with Boomer's voice anymore, dude? Does he even have one anymore?
No.
Like he smokes 12 packs of cigarettes a day.
Tommy, what do you think about that?
Pretty soon he's going to be putting that thing in his throat.
And welcome once again to NFL Countdown. I am your host, Chris Berman. This is my right for 25 years.
Ah, God, that show's terrible, man. Mike Ditka's awful. I mean, I like Come On, Man. It's okay. And Chris Carter's okay.
Oh, yeah, speaking of Chris Carter, he asked this question.
I wonder if James Harrison, if he was playing on the Giants, same situation, and that was him.
He got fined $25,000 for a helmet to the chest hit that was exactly like that last year.
Well, no, James Harrison wouldn't have got fined because Michael Vick's black.
Right. That's right. Don't you know black on black crime is encouraged? The refs are actual CIA agents.
I would like to ask if it was Tony Romo bitching about the refs, because I saw Romo get pounded into the ground every friggin' time he threw the ball the last 2 weeks. Would that be okay? Would anybody have a problem if Tony Romo complained about the refs?
You know, and Tom's not crying. He's just spreading awareness about how much he doesn't like the refs. Tony Romo getting hit all the time. Did you see last night before the game, Ed Werder smashing that fat guy in the chest that was wearing that vest that Romo was in?
Oh, the Kevlar vest, this, yeah.
Yeah, the Kevlar vest. I mean, you got Ed Werder smacking him in the chest, this big fat guy. It just looked like a cartoon out
it
there
did,
to me.
Yep.
It was ridiculous. Ed Werder, for one thing, doing anything violent, to me, looks hilarious. You know, it's like watching a killer rabbit or something. But to smack that big fat dude with that thing on in front of him, it's like, Jesus Christ, could you at least get one that fits?
Well, yeah, but, the hitting him, it was a joke, man. It was like watching Buddy Ryan punch Kevin Gilbride.
Damn, man. I'll tell you what, too. Buddy Ryan, or not Buddy Ryan, the other Ryan, Rex Ryan, at least went and got a lap band. You guys got to talk to that Rob Ryan. I don't know what he's trying to pull there with that big fat-ass gut and that freaking hair of his.
I just don't think he cares.
Tilliard's right. I don't think he cares either. He probably walks around in sweatpants all the time, digging in his ass.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a. He's Homer Simpson with hair.
Right.
Tilliard's exactly. Right. It's exactly. The dude. He probably coaches in a bathrobe.
All right. Let's get back to Tom Jackson.
He's received, obviously, boom, some repercussions from what he said last night. Right. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, and Keith said it, Mike, you don't have to fight that battle. You don't have to fight that
fight
battle.
For you.
You don't have to fight that battle.
Listening to everyone that are. Analysts, or this is their job. You just hear different opinions. He's referee different because he's a mobile quarterback. Oh. He holds the ball too long. What does that have to do with hitting a man in his head?
After he releases
it. After he releases the football.
Let me say one more thing here, because this is human nature. Yeah. The one thing that he has done is that the next time he lines up to play, let me calm myself down here. The next time he lines up to play, all eyes will be on him and the guy in the white hat.
Oh, let me calm myself down here. Tom Jackson, let me calm myself down here. I'm going to be out of control at the desk here. Go on now.
Don't make me get up. I'm telling you.
Don't make me get up. I got my tricked leg. It's raining outside. My knee hurts.
I'm shocked Ditka's taking Vic's side on this.
Ditka doesn't know what he's taking. They just throw up the cue card, and he tries his best. He doesn't even say the words anymore. He just goes, That's pretty much all he does. Listen, he doesn't even finish words half the time. He goes right through them. You know, and they did make a very important point. They're there for several hours a week, and they don't have to worry. Michael, you ain't got to worry. We work for ESPN, and you all signed all them free agents. You're the biggest story of the year.
We all you already called you to yourself the dream team.
You're supposed to win. We all picked you to win. You are the big story. We will make sure that you get every break you can find. Shut up.
Whatever. Anyway, thank God Trent Dilfer was the voice of reason. Yeah, that's what I said. Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer, was the voice of reason.
Here he is.
Thank God. Not one bit. And I deeply respect and love every guy on that set in Bristol, but I could not see this any differently than they do. I mean, this is, it's crazy talk to me, and it's easy to say one guy gets officiated different than another. That's easy to say, guys, but there's also numbers that support the fact that Michael Vitt has benefited from more personal foul, roughing the passer penalties than any of those other guys you're talking about. More than Manning, more than Breeze, more than Rivers, more than Rodgers, all that stuff. So there's numbers to support it. The tape, when you watch the tape, every quarterback in this league is dropping back and the refs are missing calls. Go back to Matt Ryan just a week ago against the same team. Matt Ryan, this is way more egregious than the one we're talking about with the Giants and Michael Vick. This was not called. They're missing calls all over the place. My problem with it is this. Michael, you say do your job to the refs, do your job. For years, the job has been, Steve, drop back, see guys, stare down the gun barrel, deliver the ball and get hit in the face. That's the job, and you can't go and complain about it on after the game that they're not doing your job when you're complaining about not doing your job.
Right. What he said. That's
just
the job.
Crazy talk, Tom.
That's the job, John.
Just crazy talk. Don't you be coming in here with that crazy talk. I like that. I'm going to hear Tom and Keyshawn and Chris Carr. They probably jumped on his ass. Don't you be coming in here with none of your fancy numbers. Just look at his highlight film. He is on the ground all the time. Don't be coming in here with none of your mathematics and nothing like that. Statistics? What the hell is that supposed to be? Numbers? Squiggly lines? Look at the highlights. Look at the highlights.
What you said was racist, so you should be fired for saying it.
Just for saying it. Well, damn, Tom. Since me and you is the boss of the show, I fire myself.
All right. Well, while he's firing himself, we're going to go to break.
I'm going to have to go apply for unemployment.
Coming in here with all your numbers and statistics. Get on out of here, Trent Dilfer.
All right. We got some more things coming up here, some stuff. We'll be back.
I love all my dogs. I love every dog I ever had. In my lifetime, I have had me a bunch of different dogs. Because you do keep getting a new dog, don't you? You just keep getting one dog right after another. That's the whole secret of life. Life is a series of dogs.
You want to hunt down Michael Vick over fighting some dog? It's his dog. If that's what you want to do, do it. I think people should mind their business. I'm from Lawrence, Mississippi. I know a lot of back roads that got a dog fight.
Hunting is legal. You don't know what's going on. Hunting is legal. Hunting is legal. I'm the man who getting all the negativity, and I don't even have any dogs. You can't ask everybody to be perfect.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
I totally blew that call. In fact, it wasn't even close. But don't worry, I'll penalize the other team for no good reason in the second half to even things up.
Hey, this is Scott from the XCs, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Sanborn the snapper, Mormon the hole, the kick is up, the kick is good, and the Bills have defeated the New England Patriots. They have beaten the Patriots. They have ended the streak. They are first place in the AFC East.
Donahue sets, spot down, kick on the way, it is up, and it is good, and the Lions have won it, going home with a victory. First time since 1997 that the Lions have won here in Minneapolis.
Well, I didn't see the 3-0 Bills coming.
No, I certainly didn't see the 3-0 Bills coming. As a matter of fact, there's a local bar down here that I went down on opening day to get my growler filled up with some delicious hellish beer, and there was a Bills fan walking in there with a bunch of signs, and he had rented the room in there, and he was going to turn into a Bills bar. And I said to him, I said, you know what's great about opening day is any of us can have optimism. Well, damn, I bet that place is rocking now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dude, comeback after comeback after comeback. Picked off Brady four times.
Amazing.
You know, for real?
But John, three of those weren't Tom Brady's fault.
Oh, well, of course not.
No.
You know.
No. Haven't you talked to any Patriots fans since the game? Only one of them was maybe his fault.
Well, you know what I noticed, Tom? The guy next to him got hit in the head and no flag. No flag.
Yeah.
And with Brady, you know, he's not like Michael Vick or anything. With Brady, if you hit the guy anywhere even close to him, if there's anybody within a 10-foot circle of him that gets hit in the head, he gets the flag.
Yep.
So that's the way that goes. But it was nice to see the Buffalo Bills stand up and smack him down. It's nice to see that the Jets are not doing so well.
You down know, 21
it makes,
nothing,
it makes for some exciting
man.
Football. What's that?
Down 21 nothing. I never would have believed they'd have come back.
No way. And you know that Brady, he was in cruise mode at that point.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything went wrong. So, good for the Bills. Good for the Buffalo Bills. Now, what about the Dolphins? They're sucking it up in that division, making the whole thing look bad.
Yeah, they suck. That's about all there is to say about that. And the Lions are 3-0, and the Vikings suck.
The Vikings do suck. Vikings give up, they had a 20-point lead as well. Right? Didn't they have a three-score lead?
Yeah, it was 20-0.
I thought so. I'm pretty sure. You know what I noticed in the Vikings game I was watching? I was watching the red zone, and every time they switched to the Vikings game, you know how I knew it was on? I didn't have to turn my head to look at it, because for some reason, when they turn the Vikings game on, the sound goes, woo, there's like this weird vibration going on behind the sound of that whole damn stadium. I didn't like it at all. I thought there was going to be like tons of snow falling through. You know, the other thing that I did notice about Sunday's game, and this will be the last thing I'll say about Sunday's games, is I think that Eli Manning might be the funniest-looking person I've ever seen run in my life. He looks like that kid that you knew in the, you know, that didn't have a whole lot of money in, you know, in the neighborhood, whose mother would buy him shoes three sizes too big so he could grow into them for him about a year, trying to run down the street. So that's enough of that.
Speaking of Manning, the Neck. I've decided to call him the Neck from now on.
The Neck.
As you and I realized by Labor Day, probably not going to play this season.
Look, here's the rule, Tom. You don't wear white after Labor Day, and if you get neck surgery in August, you ain't playing football this year.
Right.
Seriously, especially if your neck is 3 feet long.
Yep.
Irsay tweeted that out the other day and immediately had to stop because he didn't want to lose ticket sales in December.
Right? I know. Oh, well, he might be back in December.
So did you see Curtis Painter come in the other day?
Yes.
Dude, awful. Just fucking awful.
I don't
know. That
goes on the GM right there.
You or I could do better than that.
That goes on
I'm
the
serious.
GM. You need a backup quarterback, dude. Come on.
What's I know. And, you? And you need somebody that's at least competent. This guy was missing. I mean, how do you miss Reggie Wayne when he's wide open? The dude can catch anything. Just get it within, you know, a half a mile of him.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised now if they got a phone call and he said, hey, you know, if you know Manning ain't coming back and I can play the whole year, I'll come.
Yeah, you probably hear that on Ursa. Beep.
Hey, hey, Jimmy boy. Hey, yeah, it's me again. Hey, hey, pick up if you're there. I got a deal for you. I'll sign just through Thanksgiving. How about that? I'm bored. Come on.
Oh, you know, he's going to do a college football game, right?
Oh, really?
He signed on to do... Yeah, he's going to do color reporting for... It's not LSU. Oh, hell, what school is that? It might be Mississippi State.
Oh, I got to see that. I got to have it. Got to see it.
Yeah, in October is going to be going.
I got to know when that happens.
See right here on that last play right there, you see the quarterback make a bootleg around that end right there. He's really not trying for any field position over there. He just likes that girl in the front row. Right there. Yeah, she's pretty cute. Here, hang on. Hold my phone. Hold on a second.
Let's see here. Oh, Dion. We love Dion in the new commercials.
Hey, ladies. Why don't you educate me on why you're not watching the Packers?
I got cable. We don't get the Packers in Miami.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Right. Deion Sanders, Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, has filed for divorce from his wife of 11 years, Pilar Sanders.
Tyler?
Pilar or Peeler? P-I-L-A-R. Pilar? Peeler? Pilar? Pilar Sanders? Is it Pilar? I don't know.
Pele? Pilu? I don't know. Pele. Maybe he married Pele by accident.
Some damn French word or some shit. I don't know what that says.
Dion the fairy. That's what happened. She figured him out. She said, you was a fairy in that commercial. I can't be married to a fairy. And he said, well, honey, you got to go.
I told you, that's what my wife said. I'm laughing at the commercial. And she goes, but he's a fairy.
He's just like that. Could you imagine being the guy that has to come to Dion to pitch that idea? Now, don't get up. Let me tell you. Hey, you're a fairy. You're the football fairy, and you're flying around. Oh, man, those are good. But he pulls it off pretty well, I must say.
Yeah.
So he's going to get a divorce. Let's see. Is he going to do the tiki barber and go get fired from his NFL Network job and then try to get back into football 2 years from now? What do you think? Dion got a young chippy? What do you think? Is Dion the church boy got himself a youngin' on the side?
I don't know if he does or not.
Following the footsteps of famous reverends like Jesse Jackson.
All right, let's call Jerry Jones.
Oh, hot damn.
Everybody likes Jerry. Jerry seems to be the favorite.
Well, I heard last week that people don't like 21 minutes worth of Jerry.
Oh, is that right?
Too bad. That's the Jerry-thon. You know what? Every Labor Day, you used to get 24 hours of Jerry Lewis. Now you get 21 minutes worth of Jerry Jones, and shut up.
That was too much for him?
I guess so.
Well, we had to do picks, and then he had to comment on Diva Lover.
I thought that was rather important.
I definitely.
Jerry Jones! Are you kidding me, Jerry?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
God dang it. Did somebody give that fat boy my number again?
No.
Listen here, you big fat one-tooth bastard. If you god dang call this phone again, so help me God, I'm going to make sure you are disappeared into the desert in Mexico and nobody's ever going to find your fat butt again.
Jerry, no, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
It was just
Is that fat boy sitting there with you?
No, I was just playing an audio clip of him, that's all.
Jerry Jones!
See, that's just...
Jerry Jones!
Just odd. No, he's not here.
A dang restraining order against that boy.
Why? What's going on?
Well, you know, we lose, he's always throwing rocks at my house. We win, he waits outside my car and tries to give me hugs. It's just not a pretty thing.
Well, you know, after doing the call out to you guys after losing to the Jets, and then you won the last two, he probably wants to credit, and he probably wants to be the new head coach. And
well, you know, he does put in his resume quite a bit, but I got to tell you there, son, mail sorter does not quite get it done here in the NFL. All right. So you stick with it. Make sure you get them zip codes proper.
Maybe you could hire him to cut your toenails.
Well, you know, I was thinking about making him a scout, Tom, because he's real interested in that high school football. So I went down there and looked at them, the dang Knox City Greyhounds that he's all on about so much. I'm going to tell you what, I ain't never seen a more goddamn pathetic football team in all my dang life. I thought I was watching a bunch of girls softball players out there running around.
Yeah, they're 1-4.
That was terrible. It's just pathetic. I got there. I got a hot dog. By the time I turned around and put mustard on it, they'd given up 62 points. It was just awful. God dang Austin Velmont. Couldn't tackle my grandma.
Austin Velmont.
Yeah. Austin fell down a lot. That's
well,
what he was.
You were near perfect last week. I thought you were going to be. You took the Cowboys, obviously. You got that one. What a great game Monday night. You took the Packers. You took the Saints, who came back and won. That was a great comeback for them. And the Patriots, who the Bills came back on. You did not get that once. You went 3-1.
Who the hell sees that one coming?
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, who the hell sees that one coming?
Nobody.
God dang, Ralph Wilson's been talking about how they're going to beat up on the Patriots. They're going to start off 3-0. Everybody figures, whatever, 93-year-old. You know, all the rest of us, the owners' meetings, we all sit around and go, God, you know, I hope I'm not like that when I'm that old. God dang. But I guess he was right. And then he pooped in his drawer, so take it or leave it, whatever you want.
All right, looking ahead to this week, we've got four games for you to pick.
That's good. Make it snappy, boys. Time is money.
Pittsburgh at Houston.
Oh, Pittsburgh at Houston? Well, now, that looks like a mighty fine game right there on paper. You got a good Pittsburgh defense. It looks kind of old and slow. You got that Houston offense. It's running all over the field. I mean, them boys are throwing the ball up and down the field. They don't need no Arian Foster. They just don't need it. They got that big Andre Johnson, and he just goes up and down the field, and then Matt Schaub, he just throws it to him. If I'm going to have to take a pick in this game, I don't like that Ben Roethlisberger. I don't like them Pittsburgh Steelers. I like some of them wide receivers up there, but I think that the Hines Ward, I like to just watch him get his face smacked in. Every week, I just pay somebody to go out there and start a fight with him. It don't matter. I'm going to have to go find whoever's a safety there for Houston. I'm going to give him $100 and say, just go out there and yank him around by his face mask a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and pick a Texans in this game, Tom.
Texans.
That's what I'm taking. I'm going to stick with the Texans.
All right. New England at Oakland.
You know what? You know what? 5 days ago, I would have laughed if you had told me that game was coming up. There'd have been no way in hell I would have done anything but laugh. But
like, you're probably thinking, really? That's what it's come to? I'm picking an Oakland game?
Yeah, Oakland Raiders. I mean, really, honest to God, if there's one guy that makes Ralph Wilson look like he has a goddamn thing on the ball, it's Al Davis. That's for damn sure. I mean, really. Yeah, you go over there when you get. You know, I hate having to play the Raiders because they always make you sit in the suite that's up there. You know, for the visiting coach, and it ain't been updated since like 1964. It's got that lemon yellow in there, and it's got that shag green carpet in there. And Al always rolls by in his wheelchair, and everything fine. He would say, and you know, the flesh is just falling off of him. It's nasty. So I do not at all blame my colleague. In New England for going up there and getting loaded, shit-faced drunk before he gets in the goddamn booth. I ain't going to blame him at all. But in the game, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Raiders. They're going to go ahead and take them New England Patriots, take them out behind the woodshed, and smack them good.
All right. So the Patriots are going to lose two in a row?
Yeah. They're going to lose two in a row right there. And them Raiders, they're going to get a lot of big sense of hope in that Hugh Jackson. You watch. He's on his way to being coach of the year.
All right, how about the New York Jets at Baltimore?
You know what? You got Rex Ryan coming back to Baltimore there. You know what? You know, people that come back to Baltimore, you know what they call them? Stupid as hell. But God dang, you got the hell out of there. What the hell are you going back for? Oh, you know. But I guess, you know, the Ravens, who knows who's going to show up at the Ravens? They get beat up on by the Titans. You know, they have a big game against the Rams. They have a big game against whoever they beat up on week one.
Pittsburgh
Steelers. That's
you're
right.
You're talking about Baltimore, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about Rob Baltimore.
They beat the hell out of Pittsburgh week one.
That's right. They beat them up good, and then they beat up them Rams pretty good, and then they got beat up by the Titans. So you don't know which one's going to show up. So I'm going to go ahead and say that the bad one's going to show up. This is in Baltimore, right?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to pick the Ravens because I think that running game is going to be able to go right through the Jets.
All right.
That's it. I'm going to pick Ray Rice. Ray Rice, run over the Jets.
All right. And finally, Detroit at Jerryland.
You know what? I've been waiting for this game since I seen it on the schedule. I said, hot dang, here comes the Detroit Lions. And this is an easy victory right here. I invited all my friends. I invited all my relations. Everybody that I know, they're going to come down. We're going to have a big old bull roast out back. We're going to have everybody up in the suite. There's going to be a big old party going on. And the Detroit Lions coming to town, that's like homecoming. You know, you always have your goddamn cream puff scheduled on there. So you go out there and beat the crap out of somebody and get everybody drunk and have a great old time. We got the strippers dancing. We got everything pumped up. And having somebody went ahead and told me this team's 3-0.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of bullshit. I mean, god dang. Oh, you can't count on nothing anymore. Next thing you know, they're going to be telling me we ain't got no goddamn North Pole no more. Santa Claus is swimming around with polar bears up in the ocean.
Jerry.
Ridiculous.
Jerry, Detroit's got a guy on their team called Megatron.
Yeah, I heard about him. From what I understand, after he catches the ball, he turns into a Corvette, right?
Something like that.
Real fast. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Here's what I got to say about that. We got a fella named Terrence Newman. He gonna stop that boy.
We got a fella
named Tony Romo. And Tony Romo, he gonna stop that boy. And we got a guy that I don't know his name yet because he's supposed to be getting here this morning who's going to be a brand-new center to hack the ball to Tony Romo because I took that other boy, Doug what's-his-name, and I threw his ass into a goddamn shark pit. There you go. You like that? Get in there, boy. Snap the ball to them great whites down there. One thing about being rich, Tom, if you really want to put somebody on injured reserve, you just throw them in a goddamn vat full of sharks.
Yeah, that was kind of an issue there.
Kind of an issue.
But Tony Romo said that they can fix that. It won't be a problem. They'll fix that.
Any of you people out there listening to this radio show, if you can bend over and stick a ball between your goddamn legs and count to three, I swear to God, I can give you $100,000 to come down here and let Tony Romo fill your tank every weekend.
So who are you picking?
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and pick the Cowboys. Hell, goddamn, okay. Detroit Lions is Detroit Lions, for Christ's sake.
All right.
I don't care if they got Megatron or Optimus Prime or goddamn the Incredible Hulk or Iron Man. It don't make no goddamn difference to me. We got Tony Romo.
Goddamn hero.
That's right. He's a goddamn hero. Everybody ought to get their Tony Romo shirts and wear them with their big old armor-plated chests right there like that. You see him out there?
Yeah.
He had no lungs. He had no chest. He had no ribs. Nothing like that. They was popping him all over the goddamn place. He kept getting up. I said, ah, damn, get down there and put more of those damn drugs in him. Shoot him up again. Take him back at halftime. Shoot him up again.
All right, all the home teams, Houston, Oakland, Baltimore, and Dallas, will all win.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Jim.
And I'm sticking to it.
Very good. Well, good luck. I hope you beat the Lions. And, again, great game Monday night. Good stuff.
I hope I beat the Lions, too. I tell you what, it's hard to get a blowjob when you lose. Who am I kidding? I'm worth $1 billion. That ain't hard.
I was going to say, yeah, when you lose, you just have to pay for it.
Oh, my God. No, you don't. You just have to threaten them harder. That's all. Take them up higher in a helicopter. Open the door a little wider.
All right, Jerry. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Y'all be good.
Take care.
Bye.
Wow. It never changes.
Well, you know. That dude's got one thing on his mind all the time.
I guess. I told you in the beginning, I said a great Greek god has died.
Yes, yes, yes. I was curious about that.
Zeus was his nickname. That's why I said that. Orlando Brown, the offensive tackle for the Cleveland Browns. Remember the referee threw the penalty flag and it hit him in the eye and he never really played again?
Yeah, that's right. He tried to make a comeback. Yeah, I think he was on the Redskins for about a week.
Yeah, but 40 years old. Zeus, just 40 years old.
Zeus died. You know what? And the Greek economy collapsed. What happened?
His family hadn't heard from him for a few days, and they discovered he was dead. I still haven't heard the cause of death yet. It wasn't immediately known.
I don't know, man. Let me see. 6'8", 340 pounds, NFL football player.
Monster.
I wonder what killed him.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Tom, and say, I don't know, he swallowed some rat poison. Pretty bad when your claim to fame is getting hit in the eye.
Just 40 years old, man.
Well, you know what? Let that be a lesson to you, kids. If you're a big, fat kid, start exercise and then don't play football. Much as I love to watch these football players play, man, they do die at an astounding rate.
Right. That's part of the reason they deserve to get paid what they get paid.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, and Michael Vick. That's why you get $100 million, and I defend your right to make that much money, because you take those hits, so shut up.
Yeah, and besides, Tom, he's not complaining. Just right. Raising awareness.
Right. Sorry. That's right. I forgot. He's not complaining.
Just raising, making sure everybody is aware.
All right. You said you had a couple email.
I got a few. Here's one from the applicably named Ron Smith. I don't know if this is this guy's right name, Tom, so we're just going to assume he's a CIA agent somewhere. Seems that our new hero, Diva Lover, may have been an actor in a previous life. He bears a striking resemblance to the character Sloth from a favorite 80s movie, The Goonies.
Ah, love that movie.
He also includes a photo, as if we don't know what The Goonies is.
Walkie Wode?
Yeah, no kidding. As for his beloved Knox City Greyhounds, they are currently 1 win and 4 losses, conceding an average 45 points per game. Perhaps the horse lover should spend more time in practice and less time with his My Little Ponies. Keep up your work. We love your work here, Down Under. Oh, that's a fella from Down Under there. Ron Smith from Down Under. Our buddy, the Eskin Wannabe. Actually, this isn't the Eskin Wannabe. This is the frustrated Philly fan.
Oh, okay.
He calls it. All right, he's popping up. Given your love of Brett Favre, I had to be sure you saw this article claiming he has the worst record, all of the worst records in an NFL career. From fumbles to sacks, Brett's done it all. Eagles will win the Duper Bowl unless we have to play Atlanta or the Cardinals or the Seahawks. So he's already got a realistic point of view there. Oh, hell. Ted Adams, former defensive tackle for, about 100 teams. He's writing into us here. Oh, no, this is Ted from Vegas Busters. Hey, Ted, what's going on? He joined the party late on the Gridiron Challenge, but let me give it a he wants us to give a shout-out for his team name. That's not funny. I'm not going to shout that out. No, I'm not going to shout that out.
Why?
That's not funny. Because it's not funny. He wants me to give a shout-out to his team name. He's got to have something better than that. His new... All right, I'll do it anyway. Right. I want to be general manager. That's his team name. I want
to
be general manager.
Well, like he said, he's late to the party, John. Maybe he's just like Billy.
I want to be general manager!
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so, okay, Ted,
oh, you didn't get it?
No, I don't get it. I don't, you know, I don't remember all these lines I said.
I want to be general manager!
Rah, rah, it's just Pumbaa! Hooray!
like I said before, dude, my son comes up to me.
I can't believe it. I just can say, that's why I said, well, he was a little late to the party. I mean, you know, that's pretty old, but hey, he's a fan.
Yeah, hey, sorry about that. It's like I said before, man, my son comes up to me, hey, Dad, remember what you said in episode 81? Right? Oh, what? No. Now he's completely Bang Cartoon Radio houred out.
Yeah.
The other day, we're listening on the radio to a college football game while we were in the car, and the guy goes, oh, and he busts it up through the hole there, and Max starts laughing. Hear that, Dad? He busted it up through the hole. Okay. Stop. Halt. Stop. We're going to teach you better than that. All right, so Michael Fox writes in. See, we've let the star sit here and flounder. Michael Fox, the former movie star from up in Canada, has written this here. This is pretty good, Tom. It's obviously pretty good. It took him a long time to type this, I'm sure.
Jeez.
This thing.
I keep making spelling errors.
Long-time listener from Raleigh, North Carolina, so I guess I'm all off on who I believed it was. Just thought I'd let you know that where you can go for info on the Knox City Greyhounds. Okay, thank you. We got that. Now, thanks to the schedule on Diva Lover's page. okay, so he's telling us that this is a six-man football team, Tom. There's more than 100 of them in Texas, plus the field is only 80 by 40 yards in size, and you need to get 15 yards for a first down.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hold on.
Six-man football.
Everything. Wait. No.
Oh, yeah, man. All through the Midwest and a lot of the prairie states where people are real spread out like that and high schools really are hundreds of miles apart and they've only got a few kids in them, they have six- and seven-man leagues.
Oh,
and apparently this is a
God.
Six-man league. So
that isn't even...
You know, it's not even the same game. It's like what you used to do in the street with your friends.
Are you kidding? This is unbelievable. I can't believe it.
I could just see Diva Lover now playing defensive end, standing up. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. Rushing in and going after the quarterback who's busy trying to wipe spit off of his face mask.
This year is our year.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot. Referee throws a flag. You went on four Mississippi. Oh, my God. Six-man football.
Physical force in football today.
Dominant force.
The biggest half dozen in high school football today.
Wow. Oh, now I don't even care anymore.
The most dominant force in high school football today is barely an offensive line.
Jesus. They got one guy plays all-time quarterback.
Right, he switches sides. It's somebody's father. Oh, my God. The big controversy is that one dad from one school played all-time quarterback, and the other dad thinks that he was getting hit too much and the refs wouldn't throw a flag.
Just look at my highlight reel. I'm on the ground every play.
Oh, hell. All right, last one. Adam, our buddy Adam, writes in, hey, guys, I don't know about you, but I was thinking that the officiating has been pretty good so far this season, except for last night's game, which I thought was sloppy on both ends of the field. There was a call in the fourth quarter. Santana Moss got a call, and it was so bad, I texted you, dude. That was a bad
call. Yeah, I know. I don't
even remember what it was now, but it was bad.
Yeah, he got they called him for hitting the ball was there. You can't.
Oh,
you can't even hit the ball. You hit the guy to jar the ball loose.
Yeah.
Come on. And he led with his shoulder anyway.
Yeah, he didn't hit him with his helmet. I thought that was a terrible call. You know, I hate that rule. But anyway, this guy brings up a good one. The only real bad call I can think of was the holding call on the Bears this week when Hester faked a return. Okay, even if it was holding, he says it clearly didn't affect the outcome of the play, and that doesn't matter. If it's holding, it's holding. It gets called back. But, dude,
there was no holding. There was no holding. It was phantom call.
A phantom call because it fooled everybody. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was friggin' brilliant.
Yeah, but they don't get any credit for it. That's what sucks about it.
Well, no, they don't get credit for it, but I'm going to tell you what. This football fan, this guy right here, will never forget that one. He fooled everybody, the entire 10 of them, other than the punter, all ran over there after Hester. That was wonderful.
This guy right here.
Right.
Yeah, I'll never forget it, especially with the special teams coach the Redskins are saddled with. I look at that and go, oh, God, look, actual plays.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, don't worry, Michael Vick. You got people taking care of you.
We'll fight the battle right. For him.
Keyshawn, Tom Jackson's documenting everything.
Video.
Yep.
Video.
You know.
Tom Jackson's sitting on the stump whittling.
And meanwhile, the Cowboys are whipping who?
Washington Redskins.
You tell them there, diva lover.
Who is America's team? Dallas Cowboys.
Who is America's team?
Who?
All right, bcrh-forums.net for the message board.
Yeah, and make sure you check out the Facebook page, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, of which Diva Lover is a member now.
Yes, you can talk to Diva Lover.
Yes!
All right.
You can. Or you can try. He's a star, though, Tom. He's trying to decide whether he should associate with us or not.
He wants y'all to come over and talk to him.
This is a call out. It is a call out.
Let me tell you something, little kids over there, your little cute podcast. Back when I was playing sixth man football in the middle of nowhere, boy, the girls would just line up.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
I'll bet he's a catch out there in the middle of the prairie, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you he's just a hot one. All right. Anyway, so I guess we're done.
Is that it? I'm done.
I think I'm spent.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Who is America's team? Dallas Cowboys.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Builder Ali spent his 40-year career whistling as he worked. Then he was offered a free pension review from what he thought was a reputable firm. But it was a scammer, and his lifetime savings was stolen.
Oi! Waiter! Another bottle of champers over here!
Don't let a scammer endure your retirement. Check who you're dealing with. Visit ScamSmart from the Financial Conduct Authority.